ESPN Radio 1700. Catch me weekdays at 7 a.m. ESPN Radio 1700.
Happy Thursday, ESPN Radio, 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. We have two great guests in studio today. Bill Mathis with Always Best Care Senior Services. Bill, thank you for being with us.
Good afternoon.
And we have Randy Starrett. Randy, go ahead and tell us what you do.
Hi, I'm an investment buyer. For properties.
Investment buyer for properties, yes. But for a hedge fund with a lot of money.
Yes, we do have a lot of money to use for the purchase of properties that are in either short sale or default of some sorts, then we would be happy to purchase them.
Okay, perfect. Well, we will get to that later in the show. We always like to start off with a reflection of some articles in the news here. This was one on the Union Tribune, came out last week. It says, survey, 61% of renters are delaying homeownership. And I think that's really telling, because we would say that this market is pulled forward from the bottom up, meaning that as renters move up into buyers, that generates another transaction that flows all the way up the cycle, so to speak, into the, you know, $2-3 million properties. And without that, let's say, baseline, that foundation of the pyramid, it doesn't seem to be happening.
Well, I think there's a lot of buyers out there right now. Personally, I'm not really sure I agree with that article. Renters may be deciding to stay put because maybe their credit's not fixed. I mean, not everybody can buy right now. In fact, not everybody should. If you've had a foreclosure in the last 3 years, forget about it. Focus on saving money. Focus on repairing your credit. If you did a short sale, you've got to sit on the sidelines for right now. And maybe that's what this 61% reflects, just a pool of people out there that are not investing in real estate right now.
Well, it does say that one of the biggest struggles is coming up with the down payment. And in this article, it talks about it being 20% as the norm. San Diego, for entry-level buyers, that is far and away not the norm. FHA being 3.5% is far and away the norm. But, Randy, I mean, you're buying these properties, perhaps rehabbing them and selling them. You got to have someone to sell it to when you're done, right? Are you seeing a move-up buyer?
We do see some of them. That's where our big target is we're going with the mid-level is what we'd like to do. It. We do cater to owner-occupants, so it really depends on what lender they have, that they want to go with, what kind of down payment they want to use and their credit. But we do focus on particularly the first-time home buyers that we'd like to work with.
When you say mid-level, what does that mean in terms of purchase price?
Well,
or
I mean,
resale price?
Anywhere between 3 to 500, right wherever the FHA typical buyers will go. I think it's 435 for FHA, so right around there is what we're looking at.
So although you didn't come right out and say it, it becomes very obvious. You're catering to those people that can get an FHA loan because they don't have to put 20% down. I mean, that is your niche, right?
It
but
is,
one
and,
of them.
And that's one of the things that we're doing with our properties is we're making sure that they're FHA, VA qualified so that there's not an issue with the lenders down the road.
Okay, so I mean, you say mid-level, I'm thinking 500 to a million, and you mentioned you're paying attention to the FHA loan limits and such like that, and the difference between conventional and jumbo pricing for your potential buyer, and you're focusing on the owner-occupied buyer. Is this because you're finding that the lower-end market is just too competitive right now? Or, I mean, are you thinking that the marketplace is evolving into something greater than what it is and we're getting beyond that hot market of the, $0 to $500,000 group, which if you price your home well is going to sell in a couple of days, to that 500 to 1,000, 500 to a million group?
I mean, we go up to $1 million per whenever a purchase. I can go up to a million when it needs to do that. But there's not as – I mean, that's the problem with what we're finding is there's very few buyers that are capable of doing the down payment in the million-dollar range on that.
Sure.
And most people will be in that mid-level, what I call mid-level, which is around the FHA loan requirements to purchase it. And that's why you're seeing so many multiple offers on properties, is because there's more buyer demand than there is inventory right now. And we're trying to get our inventory out there so that there is the buyers that can purchase it. And we do cater to the owner occupants on that. For that.
Okay. Well, the article mentioned the second barrier of entry is credit, and the necessary credit. And, you know, we're big advocates of having good credit. We utilize dedicated credit repair, and they're still continuing to give away no strings attached, free credit repair enrollment in their Easy Pay system. But it does mention that the combination of course, the down payment and the credit score are the things that are keeping people out of the business or out of buying. And frankly, I agree, David. I don't see this as a problem around here. The lower end or the mid-level, as you say, Randy, is flooded with offers nowadays. I hear it all the time.
Well, I don't know how many people have to hear that their neighbor's home went up in value or read in the paper that home values are going up before they get off the fence. But, you know, not everybody's a buyer. I mean, frankly, as I mentioned before, you're not a good candidate to buy right now if you got foreclosed on in the last 4 years, or if you had a short sale in the last 2 years. You know, save your money, clean up your credit, because you have to get yourself back on your feet. And there are many people getting rich right now in this market. But, you know, you just can't get a loan. And then and even if you can get a loan and you're sitting on the sidelines, you know, maybe it's not your game. But for those that are in the game, I think you're going to find out that you're a little bit ahead of the bell curve. Right now, we're starting to see these multiple offers in the low end. You know, we're working right now with the hedge fund advisor that has verified millions of dollars. Right.
That's what they tell me.
And they exist, in my opinion, because somebody sat in the back office and said, you know what, real estate's a good investment right now. And Ryan, you're in escrow right now, aren't you?
I am, yep, personally.
Okay, so when I sit back and I think to myself, if I'm a buyer out there and I'm deciding whether or not to buy right now, if my stock advisor is not buying stocks, then I'm not buying either. If my real estate agent is out buying real estate, maybe the writing's on the wall.
Well, I think it's important to clarify what it is that I'm buying. I'm your competition.
Yeah.
I bought one on 63rd Street. I've renovated it. It's back on the market. I have an offer right now that we're working on, and it's going to come together in the next few days. But so I guess I'm a flipper is the appropriate thing to say. Mm-hmm. That being said, I have also bought and kept investment properties that are long-term rentals in this downturn.
Which I recommend. I mean, this business of buying property and flipping them, you know, if you have to do that, fine, do it. But when you buy right and you hold, I think you're going to do better. You know, is that what you guys are doing, Randy? Are you guys buying and flipping right now? I mean, given-
Yeah, we buy them and then we renovate them, sell them off. So we pretty much
get
are
rid
flipping.
Of them.
Yeah.
No hold strategy.
No. We want to make sure that we get properties out to the owner occupants quickly as we can, and that's the thing about it is it's a catch 22. I think I personally feel with the rent, because there is very little inventory out there for owner occupants, so you're seeing rents go up as well. So it does kind of push people to want to go to the purchase of the property, because they're finding that with the values and where they're selling the properties, and based on the loan that they get, they can actually come out ahead if they purchase the property versus going on a rent. And it's whatever is the basic needs of what they want to do on their properties.
So you know? Does Aslin offer any financing? It sounds to me like they're not interested in financing. You know, you're on your own, get your own financing. We're just the backing for the property.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, but I would imagine help with closing costs is not a crazy thing, right? I mean, in a traditional FHA transaction, the buyer has to come in with 3.5%, which is the minimum FHA amount. But commonly there's closing costs that could reach 2-3% in addition to that.
Mm-hmm.
And many sellers, I would imagine, in your situation, are prepared to assist with those, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, we'll do whatever it needs to be done on a case-by-case basis with the buyers and make sure that it's the best transaction for all parties and that they leave in happy with the purchase of the property.
Well, I would be interested in finding out. I mean, we're talking about rents, and you're kind of doing some in-home healthcare stuff. How has the rents in the market affected what you do, Bill?
Well, when you're looking at rent and you're looking at an investment property, that's where throughout San Diego there's over 700 communities for seniors. These are called assisted living, About 150 of those are the bigger ones, like Casa de Manana, you know, the larger communities out there. The rest of them are all small board and cares. A board and care is basically a home that has been purchased and renovated to have up to six seniors in this home.
Six seniors.
Mm-hmm. And the average rental price or monthly cost for a senior to be in one of these places is about $3,000 to $4,000 a month. So if you have six seniors in a home at $3,000 to $4,000 a month, I mean, just $3,000 a month, you can make $1,800 just off a month, you know, or $18,000 a month just to be able to keep people in there. Now, it's not a real quick turnaround. It takes about a year to get licensed for it. But there's becoming more and more demand for that. We know that throughout San Diego, we are a senior environment. So there is a lot of people getting older. Everybody sitting at this table is getting a little bit older. We're going to need to look at that at some time as well.
Speak for yourself, Bill.
So investment properties for helping out seniors and having a board and care is a great option.
Well, you know, this is something that I'm seeing more and more. I know that there are two board and care homes in my community, and it's probably happening in your community right now. You just don't know it. So every week I have somebody call me and say, I need to increase the income from my investment property. Or I've got this property, I can't sell it, I don't want to go short. But there's this holy grail out there of why don't I turn this into a board and care? I mean, these guys are getting $6,000 a month per room.
Yeah, per room, per person in there. You can licensed by the state. You can have up to six in a small board and care. So you do the math: $3,000 to $4,000 a month times six. I mean, you're doing a pretty good investment income. You do have to pay a couple caregivers to be in there. You do have to pay your monthly costs. But we've seen people purchase a home, go ahead and get it licensed and get it rented out to six seniors and. They're managing everything there as well, and within a year, they've got one paid off, and they purchase another. There are people that own 12, 13 different homes.
Mm-hmm. Is this something you can assist people in getting into?
We assist people to help look at those. We assist seniors in getting into them. So I've been in 90% of them throughout San Diego. So wow. I'm also certified as an administrator. I know basically what it takes to be able to put one together, talk to the state, get all of the state licensing done, and get all that set up. So, yeah, and it's getting to be a bigger need. Most of these places, we know who has openings and who doesn't.
Well, again, we're talking to Bill Mathis with Always Best Care Senior Services. Apparently can help you set up your own senior care, and we certainly will get into that, as well as Randy Starrett, which I didn't mention, an ex-asset manager, and we certainly will pick his brain about how the banks work. When we come back, we will do this week's Credit Buster Myth and give away free enrollment again to Dedicated Credit Repair's Easy Pay Credit Repair System when we come back.
The best part about being smarter than everyone else is that we don't have to listen to all the talking heads. We don't have to listen to all the rumors and all the graybeards who think they know how this stuff really works. The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. 1235 or go online sandiegobankruptcy.us.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. Are you looking to buy a new or used car? Would you like to get a special deal just for listening to the show? All you have to do is go to bestcardealsandiego.com and get connected with my friends at Toyota of Escondido. I guarantee you get a great deal and walk away happy. They'll give you the most for your trade and the lowest price for your new or used car purchase. They have a 12.5-acre facility, so finding the perfect car is easy. By the way, they can finance anyone. If you've had a bankruptcy, short sale, foreclosure, even a repossession, everyone walks away happy at Toyota of Escondido. Just go to bestcardealsandiego.com today. That's bestcardealsandiego.com. Toyota of Escondido is a family-owned and operated company, so you can support the local community, get treated the way you deserve, and ultimately get the best car deal in San Diego. Go to bestcardealsandiego.com right now. That's bestcardealsandiego.com and get the best possible deal on a car in San Diego today. bestcardealsandiego.com.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with your host,
Ryan White,
and David McKelvin. We are here with
Randy Sterrett
and
Bill Mathis.
Now, before we broke, we talked briefly about board and care and how much people are getting in rents. And is this the holy grail of rental properties for a lot of investors out there? I mean, bottom line is that if people are out there buying property, putting seniors in there and receiving $18,000 a month in income, that's a significant number. I mean, a number that pretty much anybody might find lucrative or attractive.
It's a lucrative number, but honestly, I can't imagine getting into that business without really having the heart for it, meaning that to put people in your home that you're in charge of their life without really having a desire to do so. I mean, from a purely financial perspective, I think that'd be really tough. You'd have to want to really care for those people.
Well, you really have to have a heart to be able to work with the seniors and the families to be able to give the right care for them. There are a lot of investors that will go ahead and invest, and then they go ahead and get an administrator, somebody that has been trained by the state to do the administration and to watch after the caregivers and watch after the seniors in the home.
And is that one of the things that you do? I think that's what you mentioned, right?
Yeah, we do. We do a multitude of things. We help people find these assisted living facilities. We'll work with seniors and families to find the places. We actually meet with them. We show them on a database what they look like. We also know what kind of people live in those places. You know, we've taken a lot of the seniors there, so we know what the population is on some of them. We also do in-home non-medical care, where we can go out to the home and we can stay with the seniors until they're ready to move from their home into an assisted living facility.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Bill Mathis comes to us from Always Best Care Senior Services. You have how many years in the industry?
We're at 6 years right now, and we just keep on growing.
And you have over 100 employees?
Yeah, we have about 130 caregivers that can go to the home anywhere from a two-hour up to a 24-hour live-in. But we also, the other part of the business is working with the assisted livings and the board and cares to try to help find people for those places. So we're kind of like a real estate agent in the way that when we meet with a family or a senior, we're sitting down with them, we're talking about what their needs are, and then we schedule up the top three that come up in their category, and then we actually put them, take them out in a car and take them out on tours so they get to see them just like a real estate agent would do.
When you talk about finding a facility to purchase for the financial backer here, are you saying you're buying one that's already established, or you're out looking for a traditional home that can then be converted? What is it you're talking about?
There are both. There are some that have already been established and been operational for quite a few years, and they're just looking to sell. Either they've been in it for a while or looking for some other avenue.
What would you say some of the pitfalls would be for an investor that says, hey, this sounds pretty good. I can put somebody in charge of running the facility or the community, if you will, buy a house, take a yield spread on it, which is far beyond what the mortgage payment's going to be. I mean, why wouldn't you want to duplicate that over and over and over? What are some of the pitfalls? I mean, does every HOA allow such a thing to take place, or can they actually enforce that you can't do this? I mean, what are the pitfalls?
Well, you don't have to be work with the city to be able to have a board and care be certified, but you do have to work with the state. So that's where your big pitfall is at, is with the state, because you have to go through about a year's process to get certified by the state. There's quite a few rules on it. There is a document called Title 22 that really specifies everything about a senior care home. You have to be have the fire department come in and make sure that everything is accessible, and if you have seniors in there that they can get out, things of that nature. So pitfalls are you really need to do a little bit of homework on seniors or have somebody that's really good at the administration part of it.
Mm-hmm.
What is it you're looking for, and what makes a good home for one of these? I mean, I would imagine there is there a database of these existing that one can look through? How do I know when one of these is for sale?
Well, I've got a database, but then the state also has a database that says these are the places that are out there. They list them as pending or being worked on. It's not real popular to know which ones are coming up for sale. That's really, you have to be out in the industry working with the different communities before you find out which ones are ready to be sold. There is quite a few out there, but there's a need for even more. Because if you look at it right now, with over 700, and our senior population in San Diego is just growing and growing.
I see. So I think what you're saying is there's no MLS for senior care facilities. Really, we got to contact you if we're interested in buying an already established one.
Yes.
Correct.
I know where some very good established ones are that are looking to sell
and
as well.
Now let's say that we're, for some reason, interested in establishing one. Maybe because it's cheaper, I would guess, to buy a house and convert it. Maybe not. But what would I look for in purchasing a home to establish one?
Well, location. Location is really, really key. I mean, as David stated, there's a couple in his neighborhood. You may not even know within your neighborhood there may be two or three. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all over the place. When you're looking at over 550 Borden Cares throughout San Diego, there may be one right down the block from you.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're really looking for is some home that's large enough. I mean, you couldn't take a 1,500-square-foot home and be able to convert it for six seniors. You got to have something that's large enough to be able to convert it. There's different aspects to it. You can either have six private rooms. Some people will go ahead and even do expansion on it to put a bathroom in each room. Some will even go as far as saying, okay, well, I'm going to have two seniors in each room. So that's called a shared room environment. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on location is the specific.
And by location, size. I think you mean the specific community where it's not overrun with these facilities currently.
That, and you want to have a fairly decent neighborhood as well. I mean, if a senior is living in Chula Vista, most likely they're going to want to stay in Chula Vista, but they're not going to be want to be in an area that is run down.
Sure.
They're going to want to be someplace that's a little bit nicer.
Can I understand that. Family. I mean, I imagine, you know, the family's going to do a lot of inspecting too.
Yeah.
So, like Del Mar, Rancho, Solana Beach, is this, does this thing make sense there?
There are actually Rancho Bernardo is one of them that's popping up as being one of the more popular right now. I mean, people are looking at Rancho Bernardo. There's big homes up there. They're starting to look at converting them into assisted living and boarding cares.
So I think what you're saying is that the state actually approves the house, and then there's the proper licensing that goes behind it. So when someone wants to buy an existing business, what would you say that would cost? I mean, is that a return on investment? Is that
it would be return on investment. It's also basically it's a business. So you look at a business, you know, that's already been established and how much they've made in the past. So you basically look at what you can make off of it. So in a normal business type atmosphere, you're going to look at something that's 2 to 5 times what you've made over the course of a 5-year period.
So it sounds to me like this investment, you could make a positive cash flow.
Yes.
And sell it for a profit.
Yes.
Doesn't sound terrible to me, even though I agree with you, Ryan. I think that taking on a business with seniors is maybe not the right thing for everybody.
Well, in case you're just tuning in, we're on with Bill Mathis with Always Best Senior Services. The real estate helpline here is 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593. And Bill has suggested he can direct you to those board and care facilities that are currently operating that are looking to sell, as well as direct you to the appropriate properties that may make a good board and care facility. It kind of seems like the staffing you have there as well. If that's what else would someone need in order to do this?
In today's market, a desire to be able to get into some type of investment real estate. And if you really want to get into investment real estate, this is a great way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I'd like to add, I've always called on you when I'm working with a senior that's looking for a new community to be a part of. I've seen a lot of them. And where Bill comes in here is that he actually sits down with the senior, with the family. They discuss the needs, and the, one of the biggest problems is finding that available place that the senior's comfortable living in. I mean, this isn't something that's just going to be there for a little while, and a lot of times they're hanging on to their house. They don't want to move, and there's a lot of options out there. In fact, options that you've seen in this economy that don't involve selling the house, that don't involve moving. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Well, some of the options are, of course, everybody wants to stay at home. A senior doesn't want to move out of their home. They've been there forever. I mean, none of us would really want to move out of our home and move into
it. I would imagine it's pretty scary for a lot of people, you know?
So
they're not familiar with the new territory. They don't want, you know, they're used to their own stuff.
But then they've also been there for a while, and they're really not as active as they used to be. So some of these communities are a way for them to get back involved in life and get involved with communities and get involved with people.
So let's run the numbers here. Let's say we max this thing out, six seniors in there. You're making $3,000 to $4,000 a month gross, right? So $3,500. Let's say we're talking $20,000 a month income generated by this thing. What kind of house is it going to take to house these people? And to get that kind of income, you mentioned Rancho Bernardo. Am I talking 4,000 square foot home in Rancho Bernardo? What
size? 4,000 could be about right. One of my favorite board and cares is up in the San Pasqual Valley area.
Okay.
They have six bedrooms, and each bedroom has its own bathroom as well. And that is a 5,000 square foot home. But he is top of the line as far as caring for the seniors, but he charges between $5,000 and $6,000 a month.
Do you get your own room for that? Or
you get your own room, you get your own bathroom. I mean, everything is taken care of. All activities of life are taken care of. They feed you. You know, you're taken to doctor appointments, and all sorts of activities are scheduled as well. So
let's talk about, you know, get some idea of returns here. $20,000 a month gross income. I'm buying an $800,000 home. That's my guess, 4,000 square foot home in Rancho Bernardo. What are my costs? I mean, obviously, you've got a mortgage, taxes, blah, 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 but what are my costs?
Right, and
for
you
facility?
Have a couple of caregivers that you're going to be having, because you have to have staff in there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Although the caregivers in a board and care do sleep at nighttime, but they get up during the night to help the seniors if they need. So you got a couple of staff in there. You're looking at maybe $8,000 a month for staff costs.
Okay.
And then you'd have your food costs and your utility costs. So, cost-wise, you're looking at probably 50% of it is going to be cost, and then whatever your mortgage is.
Okay, so I'm bringing the facility itself is bringing in $10,000 that I have to use to pay my mortgage.
Yes,
on this example there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you use that example and you took that $10,000 and put it down on the home, it's going to be a very short time before you have that one paid off and ready for the next one.
Wow. Okay. What a unique business opportunity. Well, when we come back, we're still going to do the Credit Busters Myth of the Week and give away free enrollment into Dedicated Credit Repair's Easy Pay Credit System. When we come back, the number here at the Real Estate Helpline, 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the United States own mutual funds. It makes me wonder how many of these people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to try and figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is willing to do a free risk cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, call the helpline today and get a free analysis so you can find out how much these investments are really costing you. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much? Dan will tell you this for free, and he'll also give you a risk analysis snapshot so you can find out if you're taking on more risk than you should be. Just call the helpline today at 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. If you're an honest person with an impeccable track record of exceptional customer service and the highest levels of integrity, then I want you to contact me today. I consider it my job to help the people of San Diego find the best service providers in town. And if you're one of them, I'd like to know about it. But let me be clear, I'm only looking for companies that have incredible records of execution and customer service. Email me directly, MrCredit@MrCredit.us. That's MrCredit@MrCredit.us or call 888-888-0154.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour. Your host,
Ryan White.
And David McKelvin. We're here with Bill Mathis, the owner of Always Best Care Senior Services. And if you have any questions about the topic that we're talking about regarding board and care and the income potential for that, you can always email Bill at cmathis@abc-seniors.com or just simply go to alwaysbestcaresandiego.com. And we're also here with Randy Sterrett.
Sterrett.
Okay. Well, I think we have on the phone Tiffany Hazelar with Dedicated Credit Repair. Tiffany, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Hi there. Welcome. What is our Credit Busters myth tip of the week, Tiffany?
Well, I actually have a pretty good one, I think. The first thing that I wanted to talk about today was just the idea that not all credit sources are the exact same. And what I mean by that is when consumers go online to pull a credit report, they are going to see that their scores vary anywhere from 60 to 90 points from a real true FICO score. And so a lot of our consumers are under the impression that if they go directly to a TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, they are going to buy a real deal FICO score. And unfortunately, that's just not the case.
Oh, really?
It is, yeah. TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax are actually reporting agencies and are not in any way in conjunction with FICO.
Oh,
FICO
see.
Has its own system, its own algorithms, and its own reporting statistics. And so all they do is report data to TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. And so what TransUnion and the other two have decided to do is get into the business of creating their own copycat version of a FICO score. So unfortunately, a lot of consumers unknowingly go to those websites like freecreditreport.com, any of those new ones out there. And the gimmick behind them, of course, is that you go and you can have one report for free, but you have to buy the other two, or in some cases you just have to buy the score, which is what most people are after anyhow. So once they pay for it, they find out that the score is actually usually reflecting about 60 to 80 points more in favor of the consumer than it actually would be if a lender pulled credit.
Wow, 60 to 80% points more?
It can often be that different. In fact, we just had a situation this morning where a client went to truecredit.com, T-R-U-E, credit, and that's actually owned by TransUnion, and they were 60 points better looking, I guess, on the consumer report than what the lender saw. So it can be less severe, but it can also be more severe. So at the end of the day, what the real place you always want to pull credit from if you're a consumer and you're trying to avoid an inquiry on your credit, the best resource for you as a consumer is to go to myfico, F-I-C-O.com. And that website is owned directly by Fair Isaac Corporation.
And that's going to give you the actual FICO score that the lenders are going to get?
Correct.
Wow, that's great advice. I had no idea there was that much of a disparity.
So you can actually go out there and think you're repairing your credit, spend money to do so, get a FICO score you think is an improved by 60 points, and actually have gotten no closer to getting a mortgage.
Or even worse, think that you have good credit and qualify for whatever loan it is you need out there, only to find when they pull your credit through the lender, you're 60 points less. That is quite a disparity. I had no idea. Well, thanks for that, Tiffany. And Tiffany is with Dedicated Credit Repair. And you had mentioned to me that Dedicated Credit Repair is registered with the Department of Justice. What does that mean?
It means that in order to do credit repair legally in the state of California, the Department of Justice needs to know who you are, what you're doing, how you're doing it, how you're charging your fees, and basically what your programs entail. And so in order to be legitimate and to actually have credibility with what you're doing and offering, the Department of Justice needs to scrutinize not only your application process, but your products and all of your advertising, which we have gladly signed up for. And every year it must be renewed with the Department of Justice to continue to operate legally. Only 3% of all credit repair companies have actually followed that law. But we have, and we're definitely above bar where that's concerned.
Well, so, I must say it's got a nice ring to it.
So to operate legally, you have to be registered with the Department of Justice, but only 3% of the credit repair companies do that?
Exactly. And that's where you see when you're at least here in our area, Temecula, you'll drive by and you'll see cardboard signs on the freeway where, you know, people are putting up little hokey signs promising the world to people and not being able to perform, you know, up to par. So unfortunately, our industry, just like any others, has the good guys and the bad guys operating. But to really know whether or not the company that you're working with is legitimate, it would be easy to look up under the Department of Justice.
Oh, very good.
So the takeaway for today is where you can go to get your consumer credit report. And tell us one more time, Tiffany, where that is.
MyFICO.com.
Okay, perfect. And that's Tiffany Hazelar with Dedicated Credit Repair, as we do every show, giving away free enrollment into Dedicated Credit Repair's Easy Pay Credit System to the third caller. One more time, no strings attached, nothing else you have to do. You don't have to buy a house, don't have to buy a car, don't have to get a loan, don't have to refinance. All you got to do is call, leave your name and information, and free enrollment in Dedicated Credit Repair's Easy Pay Credit Repair System. The number again, 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593. Thanks a lot, Tiffany. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Well, I'm here with Bill Mathis, and we're talking about potentially a business opportunity, potentially an option for a senior, and potentially an investment property that could return as much as $10,000 positive cash flow, which obviously sounds very attractive to a lot of people. But, you know, backing up for a second, there are a lot of other options out there for seniors. And you touched on something earlier. It pulled on my heartstring a little bit, and it reminded me how sometimes when I meet a senior at a home that they're living in, they live in it for a long time, and they tend to recluse. They tend to see, you know, we've been here 30 years. We've seen the place, you know, kids come and go. And now the people that live around us, they may be a younger generation, and they don't relate so much, and they stop going out as much. And you know, the next thing you know, they're hoarded up inside their house, and they don't even know that it's slowly they're just not communicating with as many people. They don't have as many friends as they used to. And when I see seniors actually go into a community, which is light years from where they used to be, right? I mean, they're really involved these days on varying degrees, obviously, depending on the age and the needs of the senior. But they tend to light up, you know.
It changes their life. Yeah, they start getting back involved with life. There are the busiest time of our season is really around the holidays, too, because we are such a senior-oriented community. The families have moved away to different states because of economy or whatever, and then they come back in during the holidays to see mom and dad, and when they do, they find that mom and dad need some help. So that's the busiest mm-hmm. time of our mm-hmm. season because they're calling us up. Okay, mm-hmm. we need to find a place, or we need caregivers to come out. So that's the busiest time of the season, and a lot of times we'll go in to meet with the seniors, and they're a little bit apprehensive about moving away from home. But when we take them out and we take them to see a couple different communities, they really see what other people are doing out there. They see how they can get back involved with life and be with people their same age. So they really start getting involved and say, you know, this isn't as bad as I thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me think about it.
You know, one of the things that would cross my mind, if a family member of mine needed a care, you know, I might say, well, why don't I take the home that they're living in and convert it into a board and care? And they can stay there, and, you know, that'd be a nice option. Maybe that would be a way to alleviate the out-of-pocket expenses. And speaking of which, I mean, you mentioned $3,000 is kind of the minimum now. I mean, I remember when it was like $1,800. I mean, it seems like this is really escalating the cost to put a senior in a community right now.
Yeah,
I mean, you threw out $5,000 a month. I mean, you know.
Well, $3,000 is kind of the average. $3,500 is about the average throughout San Diego. $5,000 to $6,000, those are some top-of-the-line places. I mean, the one that I mentioned that was $6,000 a month, what they do is they also feed them breakfast in bed.
Nice.
As you wake up, the caregivers are bringing you whatever you want for breakfast, and then they help get you up and get you ready for the day. And, yeah, very, very nice and high-end, you know, and that one is one of my favorites up in the San Pasqual Valley area.
Mm-hmm.
But $6,000 a month, a lot of people are saying, you know, because when you figure you're at home, if you still got a mortgage, which a lot of people, as the economy took a downturn, a lot of the seniors were living in assisted living. The families lost jobs or didn't have money, so they said, well, Mom, can you come live with me and help me out? So as they moved mm-hmm. out of the communities and back in with the families, now the economy is starting to come up a little bit, and they're mm-hmm. starting to look again to move back out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it took a downturn, but it's growing back again, and we're seeing them grow over and over.
Well, again, we're on the air here with Always Best Care Senior Services. Bill Mathis presented us a great investment opportunity, board and care facility. Sounds like, you know, as you mentioned, $3,000 to $4,000 a month is kind of the going minimum. If I don't have breakfast in bed, if you have interest in hearing more about that, the number here, 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593, the real estate helpline.
And what I might add is that the reason why I had come across Bill was because I had toured a lot of the communities out there. And in the process, I stumbled across the fax machine. I'm sure that, you know, that was about 5 years ago. Now they're probably emailing it out. But it's not that long before a family member may come across a service out there. I think there's what they call it, a Place for Mom or something like that. Is that one of the competitors?
That's so national.
Yeah. And, you know, you fill out a form, and they email this out to every community. Could you imagine the calls that would come in from them trying to sell you on their community? And that's what makes you different, because you specialize in customer service, which is something that is lacking in this industry, and that's where you've been able to make a niche for yourself. So tell us a little bit more about exactly what you're doing and how that has created a business for you.
Well, it's created the business because of the care aspect to it. My wife's a nurse, and I kind of got into this not knowing much about the seniors, but I did IT for about 26 years. I was a chief technology officer for a software company.
That applies.
Not quite. But with IT, you never get a thank you. It's always broke. You got to fix it right away. So the first senior I helped out, I got thanks from them, from their family, from the place I took them to. So, you know, it's really helping out people that really counts. And so what we do, and we've made it a kind of a business model that we hold to, is when we meet with a family, we will sit down with them and show them on a laptop what they look like. So a senior's thinking, well, an assisted living is like where my mom and dad was, which is a skilled nursing facility, and those aren't the greatest places out there. That's usually where you go to get rehabilitation before you can go home. So what we do is we take them out just like you guys as a real estate agent.
Well, you know, Bill Mathis, I mean, you've been in the business a long time. You employ over 100 people. There's nobody that I know that knows more about placing a senior in the right community than Bill Mathis. There's no one that I know that knows more about how to create a board and care community than Bill Mathis. So if you have any questions about how to do this,
call the helpline, 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593. Sitting here patiently, waiting his turn, is Randy Starrett. And we are going to get into his story. He is an ex-asset manager with two of the biggest lenders out there. He's going to give us the inside track and plus tell us what his $100 million hedge fund is buying nowadays when we come back.
You know, I talk a lot about real estate on the show because real estate mistakes are very costly. Many of the people I hear from who are in bad situations with money have made at least one or more real estate mistakes in recent history. It's tough for me because I would have easily been able to help them avoid those mistakes if we had spoken sooner rather than later. This is why I urge anyone who is facing foreclosure, thinking about a short sale, or stuck in what I call the loan modification nightmare to call the Real Estate Helpline today and get some free and honest advice before doing anything. You can also get a free home valuation and loan modification update as well. It's 888-888-0154. That's the phone number, 888-888-0154, or email online
MrCreditRadio.com.
If you have student loans, listen very carefully to this message. Student loan debt in America recently passed credit card debt as the number one debt held by Americans. The good news is Congress has taken action and there is now a program that can help you save money on your student loans. Call 877-927-6864 right now if you want to save money on your student loans. That's 877-927-6864. You can consolidate your student loans into one low monthly payment, get your deferment time renewed, and even get some of the principal balance forgiven in some cases. You can change the repayment plan as often as you need. There are experts in this program ready for your call. 877-927-6864. That's 877-927-6864. You can stretch your repayment term out from 10 years to as much as 30 years if you need. 877-927-6864 right now to save money on your student loans.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
We are back. Bill Mathis, always Best Care Senior Services in the studio, as well as Randy Starrett. Randy, it's your turn, the hot seat. How you doing, great. Randy? You ready for this?
I don't know, man. You guys are looking at me kind of salivating here. So.
It's been a long time. I've wanted to get one of these people in front of me for a while. So just to recap, Randy is an ex-asset manager, worked for two of the biggest financial institutions in our country, disposing of assets. Is that correct?
Yes. REO assets, yes.
REO assets. Okay, but this is what every realtor in the world wants to know about a month ago.
Why didn't you call me?
So you quit about a month ago, right?
Yeah, I got out of it and started with the hedge funds, yes.
Right, right. Switch gears, completely shifted to the other team.
Yes, basically, yeah.
Why?
Why? There's a lot of reasons to it. Don't get me wrong, it's fun. It can be fun because I enjoy the constant. It's never the same, and you're always got something, some kind of fire you have to handle. So it is fun, but I'm looking at this new venture as it's, you know, using all that knowledge to play for the good guys for a change. And really
I appreciate
hey, something better appreciate came along. That. You know,
yeah, yeah I well, appreciate that. Well, let's talk a little bit about your experience with being an asset manager. Mm-hmm. There, you had mentioned to me you were working 600 files at once.
At one point, yeah, I had over 600 files on when it was really going. We had they were all in various stages, whether
of course.
It's in escrow, unlisted, eviction status. So, but yeah, I had up to over 600 at one point.
Well, that really speaks volumes to me as to how I need to make my offers when they make their way to you as mm-hmm. easy to understand as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be looking at for an offer for 20 minutes trying to figure out what's going on. You got 600 of them to deal with.
Right. Yes.
Is there any particular trick or tip you may want to tell a buyer out there as far as a structure you look for, something you'd prefer to shy away from? I mean, we all know financing is a big thing. That one's fairly obvious and mm-hmm. can't necessarily be changed. I run across situations where people don't necessarily provide me a pre-approval, pre-qualification, or proof of funds.
Mm-hmm.
Have to go request it every time. I would imagine that's something you run into as well, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. The number one thing I can really probably tell a buyer from my perspective of it is to do your homework and hire a qualified, proper agent to represent you, because there's times when I get multiple offers from my agent. And we can tell the difference between a pre-qual and a pre-approval letter.
Sure.
And if that buyer's agent didn't do their homework and they're submitting an FHA deal for a property that obviously won't go FHA,
mm-hmm.
then you're wasting their
time
and everybody's time, or they're sending a pre-qual. Well, I've got three other offers that are pre-approved, so I'm going to go with one that did their due diligence. And even if you may be the higher offer, at a pre-qual doesn't mean you're qualified for that amount. You just threw a number out there and see if it'll stick. Mm-hmm. So that's what we look at.
Well, you know, one of the things that I feel is important when you're trying to buy one of these REOs is the competition. So you've got 100% financing, you've got VA, you've got all cash, you've got your 20% buyer. So what is the magic number that would cause an asset manager to decide to take an all cash offer? Would it be that, let's just say that all offers were around $300,000. So the all cash offer came in at $295,000, and FHA came in at $300,000. Would you say that you would take the FHA because of the extra $5,000, or would you go with the all cash and take the, you know?
So how much better does the financed offer need to be than the cash in order to have it be the one that's accepted? And that also another thing we need to throw in there is the asking price for the property. Mm-hmm. Let's say in this case it will actually appraise, or the asking price is $300,000 in David's case.
The honest truth of this whole thing is it's really on depends on the bank's philosophy on certain deals. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is there are some, you know, I just throw it out there, say a hedge fund of some sort that had some REO properties as well. Their philosophy may be a little different than, say, a bigger entity of some sorts who is more out to cater to an owner-occupant property. You know, hey, we want an owner-occupant to purchase our property. So even though our list price may be $300,000, I've got a cash deal that hits what we call the floor. Each property has a list price and then a floor price. And, you know, I can get in a bank of some sort. We'll sit here and say, we want to move these properties quickly. So if you get an offer above your floor, then take it. Mm-hmm. And even though the owner-occupant can be well above our list price, if there's a cash deal that we need to move the property quickly, then we'll take the cash. And that's what you're kind of seeing out in the market in a lot of cases when these buyers are getting frustrated because, you know, hey, I'm losing deals left and right.
They go back and they look at the MLS and their agent's like, look, I fought for you.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, wait a second. I made an offer for $320,000 and they took an all cash for $300,000.
Yeah. You
know, I mean, how frustrating can that be?
Yeah. And it also depends on the property's condition, too. We know it's not going to qualify for the FHA. And again,
that's
a
good point because, you know, a lot of times the asset managers will say, what's the condition of this property? Is it going to go FHA? And these are all rolling around in the.
And it goes back to that agent being qualified when these buyers hired them.
So you'd mentioned it's up to the specific financial institution, and one of the ones that comes to mind is Fannie and Freddie's Home Path and their first look period.
Yeah,
that's a couple weeks where they're specifically catering to buyers that are going to live in the home.
Right,
right. And so I think one of the things you mentioned to me was by knowing the overall investor or lender, one may be able to determine which properties we're going to have a better chance at getting simply because we are owner-occupied, or one's going to lose out on no matter what because I'm not all cash.
Right. The big tip of the day I can tell these guys is
big tip of the day
is to look at that because you've got Home Path, you've got Home Steps for Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Mm-hmm. They've got their property on their website. You can go with it. And if you see that property in that neighborhood you're interested in is on Home Path, then you know, and you can check it right there and it'll say if it meets Home Path standards. So
right.
Home Path is actually a little more stringent than FHA. So if it meets those qualifications, then you've got a strong chance of going FHA as well. And with that first look period of 15 days that they have, and then there's also a first look period for NSP programs too. So if a buyer goes with an NSP program,
what's that? What's NSP?
NSP is like a, you know, like there's funds that's given out to cities that they can use for where they can use the funds to help first time home buyers or someone that may not have the proper income to go with a.
So it's like a lottery,
kind of. Yeah, but the banks have that first look period for those to where it goes into that so they get priority on a lot of properties, and then it helps the buyers benefit because then they know that they can get.
I understand. So another takeaway, if you're being outbid by guys that are paying cash for properties
like me
because they want to come in and flip them, you may want to look at Home Path.
there's things you can do. You can look at Home Path. Okay. You can look at Home Steps, but you know that's the first look period of the 15 days, and you can also go with when you're looking in the MLS or your agent's looking at them, look at properties like me. I don't have a first look.
Sure,
I'm FHA, so you don't have to worry about me selling it to an investor. Your chances of getting the property are really good that way too.
Well, let's talk about your new venture on the other side of the tracks, Aslan. Mm-hmm. Now you guys are buying real estate in San Diego, in California, nationwide. I have to assume, right?
We're strictly Southern California.
Strictly Southern California.
We want to stay in our backyard.
Spectacular.
Yes.
My kind of buyer.
Spectacular, yes. How do you know that?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. And so you're buying only residential?
We'll do like detached homes, condos, 2 to 4 units.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to cater to what we can get. Now we do tend to, because I know this from my perspective of it, I too tend to be a little more cautious with like condos, just to make sure that there's a 50% ratio of owner occupants. So I want to make sure that when I resell it, I'm going, because we do want to go owner occupants, I'll be a little cautious with those because I want to make sure that they're going to go FHA.
Right.
When they're all done.
Yeah,
when they're all done.
Yeah.
So so someone out there that is perhaps getting close to a short sale expiring, an approval letter, mm-hmm. or maybe somebody who's been in a short sale for months, the foreclosure is kind of looming, the buyer walked away.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're perched right with this big checkbook to come in and swoop up and save the day, so to speak, with cash at the last minute, I would imagine, right?
Exactly, yeah. They get a hold of me. Don't even have to worry about getting the agent. I'm the built-in buyer for them. We go right in. We take care of the property for them. We get them out. We can do, we do cash for keys on occasions. So we can make that happen if we need to.
So should you find yourself stuck in a situation and you need out right away, Randy's here to help. The Real Estate Helpline, 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593. Now, you guys out there obviously can't see Randy, but I'm staring at him right now. Doesn't look like what I expected an asset manager to look like. He's got this big tattoo down the side of his arm. He's got spiky hair. He's shaved his beard. It's all trimmed up. Not what I expected, and there's a reason behind that is, although he makes his living, if you will, through real estate, it's not really his hobby. His hobby and his passion is writing.
Yes.
Yeah? And tell us about this book he's written here, The Horseman Chronicles. This is one of seven, correct?
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of people like me that just, to me, writing is just the way to decompress. Like I was saying, when I have 600 assets, it makes a day go crazy.
Right. And here we come, happy hour, right?
Well, you can. Yeah, you can have that one. But to me, that my happy hour is to do this, to just let my mind kind of wander a little bit and create fantasy worlds and just to do that because it is an enjoyment for me.
So tell us about your book. What can I expect if I go through all, 247 pages of this? What am I going to expect in this book?
You're going to get a little piss of me because, I know it's pretty, but as a kid, there's a lot of people that probably associate with this that, the Book of Revelations was it just scared me as a kid. I was like, oh no, the end of the world's coming, so it kind of stuck with me and I was just one night just kind of thinking, and wouldn't it be kind of cool to come up with if the Book of Revelations was like this kind of scenario kind of deal? And what I came up with was that, there's four warriors for heaven, there's four warriors for hell, and the Book of Revelations was like a forewarning. So I created that storyline for the book, and that's kind of where it leads to the series of it.
So it's kind of a take from the – go ahead. What was it a take off of?
It's kind of a take off the Book of Revelations.
Book of Revelations. Yeah. Good enough. Okay. Mm-hmm. I understand. And you're doing a book signing. It's in the Carlsbad Mall on October 2nd.
Yes.
Right? And again, the book is The Horseman Chronicles. It's a series of seven. This particular book is I Am Warcry. And your pen name.
Yes. Yeah, my pen name is – I've got two boys, and that's their middle names on there. So
Kale Reyes.
Kale Reese, yes.
Reese, thank you. Yeah. And so we're actually giving away copies of the book. You can buy them on Amazon for $10.
Yeah, or you can go to my website, thehorsemanchronicles.com.
Horsemanchronicles.com. Or you can call the Real Estate Helpline at 888-551-2593. Get your free copy of I Am Warcry, The Horseman Chronicles. Again, 888-551-2593.
And it'll be a signed copy, actually.
Oh, a signed copy.
And we're only giving away five of them.
Five of them.
So it's not an unlimited thing.
Not unlimited. Is it unlimited?
No, it's five.
Just five. Okay, Real Estate Helpline again, 888-551-2593. I want to say thank you to both of our guests.
Thanks for having
me. Talk to you next week.
All right.
It's the Darren Smith Show.
You're the NFL suck up. Adam's the hockey
Would you
suck
stop
up.
Stop it.
What am I sucking up to?
Everybody else.
Darren Smith. Weekdays 2 to 5 on San Diego's sports leader, XX 1090. XX 1090. San Diego's home team.
Oh, my. The crowd going bananas.
The home of the Padres.
Got a ball at the fence. Took it away. Oh, my goodness.
The World Series.
It is gone.
The BCS National Championship.
He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama.
The NCAA tournament.
The title has returned to its old Kentucky home.
The NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 47.
The Giants are Super Bowl champions.
We're San Diego's sports leader, XX 1090.
XAPE 1700 AM, Kentucky.